And now Chapter 26, Wonderful Krishna.
Goswami said,
"The cowherd men were astonished when they saw Krishna's activities, such as lifting Govardhan Hill. Unable to understand his transcendental potency, they approached Nanda Maharaj and spoke as follows.
Since this boy performs such extraordinary activities, how could he warrant a birth among worldly men like ourselves, a birth that for him would seem to be contemptible? How could this seven-year-old boy playfully hold up the great hill Govardhan with one hand, just as a mighty elephant holds up a lotus flower? As a mere infant who had hardly yet opened his eyes, he drank the breast milk of the powerful demoness Putana, and then sucked out her very life air as well, just as the force of time sucks out the youth of one's body. Once, when only 3 months old, little Krishna was crying and kicking up his feet as he lay beneath a huge cart. Then the cart fell and turned upside down, simply because it was struck by the tip of his toe. Can you imagine that? At the age of one, while sitting peacefully, he was taken up into the sky by the demon Trinavarta. But baby Krishna grabbed the demon's neck, causing him great pain and thus killed him. Once, his mother tied him with ropes to a mortar because she had caught him stealing butter. Then, crawling on his hands, he dragged the mortar between a pair of Arjun trees and pulled them down. Another time, when Krishna was tending the calves in the forest together with Balaram and the cowherd boys, the demon Bakasura came with the intention of killing Krishna, but Krishna seized this inimical demon by the mouth and tore him apart. Desiring to kill Krishna, the demon Vatsa disguised himself as a calf and entered among Krishna's calves. But Krishna killed the demon and, using his body, enjoyed the sport of knocking kapita fruits down from the trees. Together with Lord Balaram, Krishna killed the jackass demon and all of his friends, thereby securing the safety of the Taliban forest, which abounded with fully ripened palm fruits. After arranging for the mighty Lord Balaram to kill the terrible demon Pralamba, Krishna saved Braj's cowherd boys and their animals from a forest fire. Krishna chastised the most poisonous serpent, Kaliya, and after humbling him, he drove him forcibly from the lake of the Yamuna. In this way, the Lord made the water of that river free of the snake's powerful poison. Dear Nanda, how is it that we and all the other residents of Vraja cannot give up our constant affection for your son? And how is it that he is so spontaneously attracted to us? On the one hand, this boy is only 7 years old, and on the other, we see that he has lifted the great hill Govardhan. Therefore, O King of Russia, a doubt about your son arises within us. What do you think, Nanda?"
"O cowherd men, just hear my words and let all your doubts concerning my son be gone. Some time ago, Garga Muni spoke to me as follows about this boy. He said, 'Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow, and now he has appeared in a blackish color. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudeva. For this son of yours there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only you will surpass all difficulties. O Nanda Maharaj, he said, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, and when honest people were being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to curb the rogues and to protect the people and enable them to flourish. Demons cannot harm the demigods, who always have Lord Vishnu on their side. Similarly, any person or group attached to all auspicious Krishna cannot be defeated by enemies. Therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayan. Thus you should not be astonished by his activities. Yes, that's what Garga Muni said. After Garga Rishi spoke these words to me and returned home, I began to consider that Krishna, who keeps us free from trouble, is actually, yes, an expansion of Lord Narayan.
Having heard Nanda Maharaj relate the statements of Garga Muni, the residents of Vrindavan became enlivened. Their perplexity was gone, and they worshipped Nanda and Lord Krishna with great respect. Indra became angry when his sacrifice was disrupted, and thus he caused rain and hail to fall on Gokul, accompanied by lightning and powerful winds, all of which brought great suffering to the cowherds, animals, and women there. When Lord Krishna, who is by nature always compassionate, saw the condition of those who had only him as their shelter, he smiled broadly and lifted Govardhan Hill with one hand, just as a small child picks up a mushroom to play with it. In this way, he protected the cowherd community. May he, Govinda, the lord of the cows and the destroyer of Indra's false pride, be pleased with us.
Thus ends the 26th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled, Wonderful Krishna.